KRN News. I'm John Scott. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says he's ready to serve a second term.
This is really the end of a journey, but a new one will be starting, and that's the one we've wanted to partake in, which is basically to make America great again. And now we'll have a chance to do it after today. Hopefully, everything will work out well.
Mr. Trump speaking at a campaign rally in Raleigh, North Carolina this morning. With more on the candidate's final push toward Election Day, here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Election Eve has arrived, with the race for the White House still very tight. With the latest ABC News Ipsos poll out Sunday showing Kamala Harris slightly ahead nationally, but Donald Trump ahead in some key swing states, and the two candidates deadlocked in Pennsylvania. Harris is spending her last full day campaigning in battleground Pennsylvania, while Trump is hitting the trail in North Carolina and Pennsylvania before ending the day in Michigan. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, Oklahoma residents trying to recover from devastating tornadoes. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
No deaths have been reported in Oklahoma after tornadoes tore through the state Sunday, most near Oklahoma City, sending around a dozen people to the hospital, leveling scores of homes and buildings, and tossing cars around. After surveying the damage yesterday, Governor Kevin Stitt said on KOCO News, it's a lot to take in.
Sometimes as Oklahomans, as a fourth generation Oklahoman, you think, man, it could never hit me. But you've got to be really, really cautious.
The National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center in Oklahoma says six or more tornadoes hit the state overnight. I'm Julie Walker.
And on Wall Street, stocks have turned lower ahead of this week's Federal Reserve meeting on interest rates. The Dow is dropping 256 points now. The NASDAQ is now down 6 points. This is SRN News. A Catholic group has a problem with Kamala Harris.
Of course, they disagree on abortion and the LGBT agenda, but members of Catholic Vote say the Democratic presidential nominee crossed a line when she decided to pose with members of a drag queen group that mocks Catholic nuns. Catholic Vote has released a campaign ad showing Harris with members of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence who dress like nuns and give sexually suggestive performances with a cross. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's not illegal to talk about your faith in the workplace, but many Americans hesitate to do so. According to a new poll, 9% of evangelical Protestants, 15% of mainline Protestants, and 13% of Catholics say they conceal their religious beliefs at work for fear of others' perceptions. But the survey also finds that a lot of religious Americans believe that their faith has to be a part of their working day. This is SRN News. The United Arab Emirates has opened its annual oil and gas summit as it plans to increase energy output even as global prices have fallen.
The massive Abu Dhabi International Petroleum Exhibition and Conference comes after the UAE just last year hosted the United Nations COP28 climate talks. Those talks ended with a call by nearly 200 countries to move away from fossil fuels. The first time the conference made that pledge. But the UAE as a whole still plans to increase its production of oil to 5 million barrels a day.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting at least 36 people killed when a poorly maintained and overcrowded bus veered off the road and plunged into a deep gorge in northern India. Monday's accident took place in a remote Almora district in a mountainous region. The death toll could rise. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.